to the Gemaras. I don't really matter. I don't remember where we're up to. I got an interesting email from Dr. Goante on the Merchus
Parsha. He needs to mute.
Okay, definitely interesting. But okay,
Has to mute. I think somebody's thinks not on mute. No, Revy's is good. Somebody else needs to be mute. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so we're going further. So I don't know. There was some. I got a thing on the and what Parsha Minei. I didn't really get a chance. I want to look more what that means. But okay. And with Rashi, seems like it's Svarim Pshutim. So there was a suggestion. It means something else. What could it mean? Okay. So the Gemara brings. So going back on the Gemara. So Rav Oishia, so Rav Hamnuna said it's a Mishnah. Sabek Bechairis. I think that's where we're up to. Is that right? We did this already?
Yes, we did that.
The Rashi's on that Gemara that I think we're reviewing.
Okay, so Rav Hamnuna brought a Rai from Sabek Bechairis. And Rabba says it's no Raya. Because Rabba says Kedusha B'chor Kamrit. And it's still us regular Avaida because Tusha Bamila Hashani. So Rashi, we'll have to read the Rashi. Rashi is very, what we pointed out is it's very hard to understand Rav Hamnuna. And I think we mentioned that. And Rashi, for some strange reason, explains Rav Hamnuna when he explains Rabba. Because when he's quoting Rabba, he's saying, Rabba is saying it's not. So you see from the contrast what Rav Hamnuna held. But let's see Rashi. Okay, Peter. So we read the Rashi's about the Peter Hamor. We weren't sure why Rashi says them. Either Hamozim Echavev Arai, Kasav Gadaik, that's what Rav Hamnuna held. Im B'yad Yisroheim Ave Koim Mozim Echavev Arai. Him talk for coin is shots like Israel, but the Tzavach have Israel Mosin Chaveiro. So the Kohen gets it only if it's Tokaf and Shasak. That's clear in Rashi, right? That's very befesh. I don't think Davis learns it that way. I think Davis learns, but that's how Rashi's learning, that everyone agrees that the Kohen only gets it if he's a shtika with a hoda. Asura Megidda Avodah Misafek Shema Kachim Hei. It's only a Safek, right? That's not like, I'm not sure, but it could be that it's not like the Pnei Yeshua. I'm not sure. Pnei Yeshua says that there's some kind of chazaka that Hegdish is Muksik. Kohechet Isa Begazet Rachmana Isa. So that might make it a Vaday. I'm not sure. Pnei Yeshua is very unclear. But Rashi for sure says that it's only Hegdish Misafik. Okay. So Rav Hamnuna says, it says, Sakva Kohen, Emosim El Siyado, Dikdani Amaisi, Mashma Ben Kohen Ben Yisrael. So the Kohen is, the Yisrael is Ben. Kohen Ben Yisrael means that the Maitzi, if the Kohen wants to take from the Yisrael, he's a Maitzi. And the Yisrael wants to take from the Kohen, that's after a Shtika Golda, then he's a Maitzi.
Isn't this Rashi a little bit redundant? After he explained it, you know, basically two Rashi's above, he gave the full explanation.
And talk for Kohen, the Shazan Yisrael, but the son Yisrael must go there. Yes, okay, I don't know. Yes, sounds redundant.
But I thought we said that was his Hechrach, because the word Hamleitzi is not, Rashi saying, where did
he get it? Yeah, but he explained it already above. He explained that the word Hamotzi and Havero.
That's what the Halakha, where did he get it from? The way did he get it from? He got it from the word Hamleitzi.
Okay. I didn't explain the whole thing here.
Can we go back to it's not going to be a major issue at this point, whether it's, so let's go further, I think. I don't know. Dakpo, Kamur Koach Hegdish, the Oisron, the Gita Vaida. Hegdish has a Kamur that makes it Osmi Gita Vaida. And that's a very difficult. I mean, chomor koach hegdish. Where the word chomor is a funny word. In other words, the simple reading of the way that, for example, the play Yeshua learns the play Yeshua Gufa Asakasha, why should there be Yasubi Gita Bavaida? We should say Savik Darais in the Chumra. Of course, it should be Yasubi Gita Bavaida. So, like, what's Rav Hamnuna proving? It's the Pashta says Yasubi Gita Bavaida. So the play Yeshua says, because it was a Havamina, that it doesn't fit into the words. There's a special xeris I cause it by Hegdish. And this is somehow a psul in that din, even though it's Tusha Bami Alaha. That's what the plain Yeshua says. But that doesn't sound like from Rashi. Rashi says, Chomer Koach Hegdish. It's like a Chiddish. It's a Chiddish and Chomer Koach Hegdish.
Rabbi, I just have written down Alechem Abirim.
Okay, I don't know. I have to look at it. I just want to give people here the question. In other words, Chomer Koach HaHegdish sounds like that really it shouldn't be Hegdish. Shouldn't be Asvigidav Aveda. But it's Chomer Koach HaHegdish La'ishvigidav Aveda. Right? Not like the Plain Shua. Plain Shua says, Fakir, the Pashta says Asvigidav Aveda. It just, there might be some Xeris Akosif that you can't be Magdish, you've done that in a Brishuso. That's not what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying, Chomor Koach HaHegdish.
Rebbe said that was the Arakuntras of Sfeg. I don't know exactly, but once something we say that you own a Moiz B'Chavera, it doesn't mean that you have to hold on to for your life. When we say normally a Moiz B'Chavera, we say that you walk out of Bezin, you can't get proven anything. Now you walk home, you can marry an Isha with it, you can do whatever you want with it, it's your money. That's a moitzi mechavaraya. Once you have it, now there's a new halacha. Somebody else grabs it. I don't know about that guy. But right now, I walk out of Bez, and the Bez says you can keep it because I'm moitzi mechavaraya. That's mine. I can do whatever I want with it. When does a moitzi mechavaraya mean? Like it's I can keep it, but don't do anything. So that's a big chiddush to say. Now it's also a big gizav avoid. If I pass from the moitzi mechavaraya, then when it's born in my flock, whatever that is, I say moitzi mechavaraya. Let the client go prove it. Have a nice day. It's mine. I get to do the.
Okay, but I hear what you're saying. It might even be right, but you're saying a chiddush that you're not saying. Pashup shot, there's two shaitas here. There's one shaita whether it belongs to the Kohen of Israel. There's like halachic nafkaminas. And there's another shaita whether it's Oster B'Giza V'Aveda, even if it belongs to the Israel. Those are two separate shaitas. The Oster B'Giza V'Aveda does not come about because it belongs to the Kohen. The Isra Giza Vaveda comes about because it's Hegdish. It's what you call this upside down triangle. There's one Shaida, is it Hegdish or not Hegdish? Is it a Bechor or not a Bechor? The Bechor has two halachic nafkaminas. It has a nafkamina, the Gabe Mammon, that the Yisrael gets it, not the Kayeg, whatever the halachic nafkamina is of Yisrael getting it. If it's also a Gizra Vahida, maybe if it gets a Mum or whatever, I don't remember the you know, because there's, and then there's a second nafkamina that Nagabi Isser, that it's also Gizra Vahida. So you're saying that the Mezach of Evaraya paskins a Mumanistic Ashaida. So Pashtis and Svara, the fact that the Megavaraya Pasch is a Moministic Ashaida should not have any effect on the Issa Shaida because it's two unrelated Shaidas. So you're saying that the Mominist Shaida affects the Issa, but why should that be? Even if I grant you, in other words, by Kedushin, there it's different than Kedushin. Kedushin, the it's not a V, it's a straight line. In other words, you take the money that was paskin, and you use it to Mekash and Isha. So the Kedushin is a direct Hotzah of the Psak and the Mammon.
How could it belong to the Kohen unless it's Kadosh?
I understand, but that's not directly result. It's two things. That's what I say. It's a V. It's an upside down V. It's like Cheskas A Mahani Labas. right? So there's one shaila, was the mother, who was Ma'anes the mother? And it has two ramifications. It has ramifications to the mother, and it has ramifications to the bas. If she was nansa by a mamzer, so she's also to marry a kohen. She was nansa by a mamzer. The kid is a mamzer. But whether the kid is a mamzer is not contingent on whether she's also to a kohen. It's just they happen to be tullis. In mitzias, they're not separable, but they're not tullis. An A doesn't cause B. Therefore, if you don't hold it as far as Cheskes Ei Mahani Nabas, so we can bask in that Legabi, the mother, has a Cheskes Kashrus, and she's Mutter to Kohen, and the Bas does not have a Cheskes Kashrus, and the Bas is also Misafik, even though that's physically impossible, but because they're not totally Zebizet, they're like the V, they're connected. So the same thing here, Pashib Shat, the Isser Hegdish and the Din Mamin and the Isser Giza Vavoida are not totally Zebizet. They're both totally on a common denominator, whether or not the animal is a Bechor. So there's no Pashtis, there's no reason why the Chazak of Amos Chavev Araya and the Mamin should affect the Isser.
Rebbe understands by Lo Sigzel that's okay. The Isra of Lo Sigzel, the Rebbe understands that's
yes, perfect. Because the Isra of Lo Sigzel is a totsa of the mamin. That's direct. The whole Isra is don't take your friend's mamin. So the Isra is a totsa, right? There's a difference between a V and a chain. And I have a blackboard here and chair, right? But there's an Lo Sigzel would be a chain. A causes B and B causes C and C causes D. But over here, Pashas is A causes B, and A causes C, and B and C have nothing to do with each other. Right? That's like the case of Cheskes Ei Mahani Nabas, that the status of the mother and the status of the Bas are not connected. It's just they're both dependent on a common denominator of A. Right? So that you have, we have that in the Shmaitza, for example, the Shmaitza. Those who remember the Shmaitza, you had a Shmaitza where you had a case where even there was even by you had an animal and you shechted nine animals. And then you went ahead and you cut one animal in half and you sold it. And then you went ahead and you checked the lungs of the animals and you found out that nine of them were kosher and one was treif. So the din is that called the parish, Meruba parish. Kol kavua kemaksa maksa. So the Shev Shemite says, this is what you're supposed to do. The half animal that you sold, it's called the parish, Meruba parish. The half animal that you didn't sell, it's called Kavua Gemaksa Matza. So what are you supposed to do? So he brings it to Brachayim Achleikas Gainim Abasroi. Some say both the whole animal is kosher. Some say the whole animal is treif. And the Shev Shemaitza is very, very strong. He says that anyone that clears the Shaita doesn't know anything about Halacha, the answer is obvious. Half the animal is Vadai kosher and half the animal is treif, and there's no problem. And I don't care that it's a stira. We don't care. Halacha, it's already relevant that there's a stira. He uses some lashon. Anyone who thinks such a shaita is, I don't remember, but it's a very strong lashon.
Yodo ben Yemino is small, though.
What? You remember?
Yemino is small, though, but Hilchos.
Yeah.
Isn't that Shnei Shvilin? That separate.
No, it's not Shnei Shvilin.
No, I'm saying, but it's separate that we say that they both look at them like the kosher, but if both people walk at the same time, then we say that they have to be.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. But there is Chad is that it's an impossibility. You're making two psalkim that are in stira to each other. You're making two psalkim that thought it was the guy too happy. I mean, Shnei Shvilin too. Could be. But he says, so what? Everything has its halacha. So Pashup Shan here, the Shaita of Mamin to the Kohen and the Shaita of Isra Giza Vavaida are nothing to do with each other. But Rashi's language, I agree with you, Rashi's language Rashi says chamor koach hegdish sounds like that really like you're saying that really it shouldn't be hegdish, which means that Rashi's mashma that except for the point of chamor koach hegdish, the fact that it's somehow a paskin that it belongs to Israel should tell me that's not also because of avaida.
Right, again, why are we getting complicated here? The simple issue here is that hektish doesn't have a yod in it. You need chomer koach hektish. Otherwise, what fisa does hektish have on
The Plei Yeshua said that iser gidav avayda is something deraisa to chomer.
But again, the Rav Hamnuna doesn't hold that, obviously, because he holds that in order for it to be usher, it has to be chal on it the kedusha of hektish. If it's not,
okay, everyone agrees it has to be chal the kedusha of hektish.
No, but that's not true. A bechor is usher begiz of avoda.
It's only because that's some kind of kedusha.
But it's not a kedusha that's chal machmas like the yad of hektish in the animal. Rav Hamnuna holds that the kedusha is only chal machmas the tzad that hektish has something.
So you're saying what we're saying. You're just saying that you don't know why we're making it sound so complicated. Okay, You're saying that Rav Hamnuna holds that the Hilchus, the Isser Gizav Aveda, is somehow or another connected to the Psakdin of the Mammon. Right? That's what you're saying.
I'm trying to say that it's not like, as far as I was understanding, it's nothing to do with Rove and Dahino, it's nothing to do with whether you're passing this on that. It's the Nitzad that the Hektish has a schus in it. It's the Nitzad, the schus of Hektish.
In other words, you're saying that Hamnuna holds. That it is a chain, it's not a V. That's what you're saying. I'm not 100% sure, but that's what you're saying. In other words, you're saying that, that we have two different things. We have where it's a chain. We say like, if you want to go ahead and then you take the money, the cash and Isha. So the Isser is a direct Ritzotzah of the moment. And we have Cheskes Eimahani the Bas where they're not connected. They're not connected to each other. So you're saying that Rav Hamnuna, because he doesn't hold of Kedusha Bom Yalel, so the point of Machlekes between Rav Hamnuna and Rabbah is that Rav Hamnuna holds that the Isser is a Totsah of the Mammon. Okay, we'll have to see. I'm not 100% sure. It's definitely a possibility. I don't know.
Kedusha above Meila means it's not totally in some. It's Kaddish Mitzad, it's being a Bechor. It's not Kaddish Mitzad.
Okay, well, we'll have to see. Well, this is the $1 million Shaila. What is the Machlokes between Rabbah and Rav Hamnuna? So your choice is that Rav Hamnuna was totally oblivious to Kedusha above Meila. And he thought that the Kedusha is a Totsah of the Mammon. Okay, let's try and read Rashi carefully and see if that's what Rashi says or not. This particular Rashi says, Chomer Koa Hegdish, La Oisra Megiza Vavoida. So then that would work. Okay, in other words, then Rav Hamnuna is saying, that really it shouldn't be Hagdish because the Isser Gita Vavoida is a Totsah of the Mammon. And since it's a Totsah of the Mammon, once we bask in the Mammon, it shouldn't get an Isser Gita Vavoida. But nonetheless, Chomer Koyach Hagdish, that even though we bask in the Mammon and the Isser is turned the Mammon, it still works. Okay, maybe. Let's continue.
Maybe he likes the Lashon Chomer Koyach Hegdish as opposed to the Koyen, as opposed to the other.
Yeah,
I understand, but I thought Shamil was saying that from the other person's right in it, not the Hegdish itself.
Dinah, what do you mean? Simply speaking, in what sense has the hektish like been zocha? There's no tfisas, no nothing. Dinah, chomer koach hektish, that even without a tfisa, it's already considered to have a schus in the chafetz to the extent to asr begiza vavoda.
Okay, let us. I hear. Let me. I might even agree. Yeah, I haven't decided yet. It's definitely within the possibilities. It's definitely in the possibilities. But let us continue. So let's see with the next Rashi. But in other words, let's see. The Chilal Tokfo, Homer Koach Hegdish, the Oishon Begir, but I'm supposed to finish this Rashi. Shmamine. The Imtim Seloimar Tokfo, Emel Timo Somiado. I think we read this Rashi already. Did we read it already? That Rashi says, Imtim Seloimar, which means that Rashi is saying a very, very fascinating thing, that they're contingent one on the other. The reason why the Hegdish, Ikdisha Mikudeshes, which means Oser Megiza Vavayda, in this particular case, is because Tokfo Emo Simo Somiyado. So the $1 million Shaida, I'm sure Shamir is going to tell me it's not such a Shaida, but I think it's $1 million Shaida, is that the Chara makes no sense because Emo Simo Somiyado is limited only to when there's a Shtika Golda. So it's very logical why Emo Simo Somiyado, because there's a Shtika Golda. Aser begiza v'avoida is even without a shtika kol da. So how can you say that because emotzim also miyado, therefore it has a giza giza v'avoida? Well, it's two different cases. The emotzim miyado, you have a, of course if there's a shtika kol da, emotzim miyado, that's no chiddush, that doesn't show anything. Guy makes a shtika kol da, so you're not emotzim miyado. Since it's because it's Emo Simo Samiado, therefore it's Kisha Mikudashin. Right? So let's wait for the next Rashi. But that is the problem. I guess I don't know how many problems we got. There's two problems. One is this problem is like the Iker problem. How does, you know, if Rav Hamnuna would have not made a Tali Zabizah? Fine, that I think also Bnei Yeshua wants to learn. That Rav Hamnuna is simply bringing a raya that you can get a hegdish without Bereshuso. Okay, that's fine. I think that's how the Bnei Yeshua learns. But the Rashi says not like that. Rashi says he's bringing a raya that even that because, he's saying because it's Amos Yimel Samiyado, which Rashi himself, see, if you didn't have the previous Rashi, it wouldn't be so bad either. Because if you didn't have the previous Rashi, so Emos Yimos Omiyado means even without Shtika Kol Da. So that would also be good. Since, you know, that if you didn't have the previous Rashi, and it could be that's how Taisvis learns, Rav Hamnuna holds that in every single case, Tokfa Emos Yimos Omiyado. Therefore, in every single case, it's also Begiz of Avoida. But Rashi is the one that's pliatsuma. That's in other words. Okay, but I want to make sure everyone's in Shemir. Let me just get the ground clear. Because in other words, if you didn't have Rashi before, you could have learned that when Rashi says, when the Gemara says that it's totally on Tokba going, Amos Yimiyah the other, that's that Rav Hamnuna held that in every single case, if it's Tokba going, Amos Yimiyah Somiyado, which I think that's how Taisvis learns. So then the Gemara is saying very nicely, Rav Hamnuna says, since every single case is Amos Yimiyah Somiyado, that means that the Kohen by definition has some bias because it's Amos Yimiyah Somiyado, even without a Shtika Kol Da. Therefore, every single case is an Issa Giza Bavayda. But Rashi, who learns that it's only Ein Motzi Mosamiyada when there's a Shtika Kol Da, so that means that intrinsically the Kohen does not have any bias. He only gets the bias if there's a Shtika Kol Da. So why should the fact that Amos, Amos, Eliyahu, and the Shtika Godah make an Issa Giza Vavayim? Right. That's the $1 million Shaila. And the second million dollar Shaila is in general, why, how does Rav Hamduna not know this idea that it's Kedusha Boa Me'alah? What is he thinking? Okay, yeah. What, yes, Rav Ash.
I guess I'd just like to clarify, Rashi didn't say, as far as, it's not mukhak that Rashi is saying that you need to hold. Okay, it's not mukhak that the din of Rav Hamnuna is totally on holding emotzi miyado. It's just that from what Rav Hamnuna is saying, we're poshut our shaila in tim salomar emotzi miyado hekdeshu mikudeshes. And that's all Rashi says. I hear the implication, but I said, as far as like just
okay, what, well, especially we're going to keep on reading, because you see that Rabbah runs in and says that you could even say talk about Mosimo Siyada, which that adds implication.
Well, again, that's all that means to say is that even if you would say the Shasik Ba'acharkach Tzavach, the din would still be that the Kohen has to return it.
But it's mashman, well, that, it's mashman that Rav Hamnuna could not have said that. The fact that Rabbah comes along and says that, you know, it could be Takfa Kohen Motsimo Samiyado, is that Rabbah,
that's 100%
true. Havana in reading of why it's Usher Begiza Vavoida is contingent on Emotsimo Samiyado. That's what Rabbah
says. That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
But all I'm going to say is all I'm trying to say, though, is that that just allows Rav Hamnuna to say the pshat that he says in the Braisa. But as far as the Nakuda that we're pulling for the Bryce and applying to our Shaila, the Nakuda is just as far as the Halos Hektish.
Okay, I don't know. He's saying that the it only makes, in others. Okay, let me read the next Rashi and we'll see.
I'm sorry, one more time this Rashi. It sounds like I'm reading Rashi backwards. Rabbi's saying that it's we can only say Asr Begizba Voda because of the Imtim Tzalemah.
Right, they're contingent one on the other. If Tim Seleimar Amos Emos Amiyado, therefore that makes
so people come in. What are you doing?
Two things are totally separate.
Somebody needs to
mute. Lay down. This is a chash of a Bezdin and Svas of Eliyahu, and he was Makabel Edus. And he paskened that the God.
Rav Nasan, you got to turn off the. You got to mute.
Correct.
That's interesting. I know what he's talking about. Then.
Hello.
Oyvei, we got to mute.
Rav Meltzer, you got to mute.
Hey, maybe don't mute. I want to hear what he's talking about. Okay. Anyway.
Rabbi, so,
we know. Okay. Anyway.
Please, I'm sorry.
So let's continue. I'm sorry. So I'm saying Rashi's mashma is answering a question. That Rashi's mashma, because, I mean, we'll see, we'll have to see from the next Rashi too, but it sounds like that the two dinim are contingent. Tokfo Emotsiim is what helps or it allows you to say Hekdisha Mikudeshes, that these two dinim are somehow interlinked. And if Lu Yitzur be Tokfo, then we never could say Tisha Mikudeshes. That's the Mashmalos of Rashi. Okay, let's think further. So comes along Rab and says, Gabi Bechor, Tafiru Takva Koi Motsimo Samiyado. In other words, Mistama Bechesh Rohen. Ula'ilam Koi Motsimo. In other words, you Rav Hamnuna, this is exactly what we're saying. Rav Hamnuna said that the only reason why it's Aser Begiza Vavoida is because Tokvo Emos Emos Amiyada. So Rabba says that's not true. Even if Lu Yitzor Emos Emos Amiyada, why? Because it's the Cheskes Yisroel, Uda Oilam Kohen Kari Muksa, Moitze Havero. It still would be Asr and Giza Vavayda. But let's just read the Lash here. He says, why would it be Motsim Osamiyado? So I would have said, why would it be Motsim Osamiyado? I would have said because, you know, the two sodom of the Aboy is before would be, is it a shtika odah or is it not a shtika odah? So I would have said that the reason why Mosim Osom Yado is because we don't assume it's a shtika odah. That's the way the Gemara before seemed to say. The Gemara is shayla, is this a shtika odah or is it not a shtika odah? So the tzad of Mosim Osom Yado is that it's not a shtika odah. That's not what Rashi says. That's Rashi says, Tafiro Takva Motsimo Samyado, Mistama Beches Yisrohein, Ula Oira Makoen Kari Mazna Chaveiro. Right? In other words, Rashi is saying a different Hesber. The reason why it's Motsimo Samyado is because the Yisrael is Muksik. No, that's what it sounds like, no?
Well, why can't we just assume that Rashi knows that we obviously have to be talking about a case where the Shtika Koda is the same that we've been talking about all along, that it's Shasak V'Achek Achzavech.
No, but I'm saying, but Rashi should have said that Fido talked, we aren't talking about Shasak V'Achek, talk about Shasak, when he said, Rashi said before, but the question is, why are we Motsiim Yadav? So he said, because Mistama Bechesed Yisroheim, Ula Odom Akarin Kari Moitzvei Chaveiro. It sounds like that the reason why Motsim Otsum Yado is because it's a Sapek Hodah. And since the Kohen is a Moitzi, so he loses. In other words, it sounds like the Machlokes between Rav Hamnuna and Rabba is, in this case, who's considered the muksik? Rav Hamnuna is saying that at least by the Shasak Makar Katsavach, the Kayin is considered the muksik. And therefore, the Yisrael is a Moise Mechaveiro. While Rabba is saying, Mistama Becheskes Yisroheim, Ula Oilem HaKoyin Kari Moise Mechaveiro. So they're arguing. They're not arguing whether it's a shtika kodah or not a shtika kodah. They're arguing who's considered the muksik. Very interesting. That they're arguing, Rabba holds that it's mistama becheskes Yisrael. So even after you grab it, it's still mistama becheskes Yisrael.
That language mistama we need to show on as well, which it's mashma that. But it's only mistama.
Right. Okay. But it sounds like, and that's what Rav Hamnuna disagrees with. Now they're not arguing. Is it a shtika kodah or not a shtika kodah? Everybody seems to agree that it's a suffix. It's a shaila. It could be a shtika kodah. The question is, when you have a suffix shtika kodah, and the kohen is holding it, what do we do? Rav Hamnuna holds that since the Kohen's holding it, he's considered muksik, he wins misafik. And Rabba is saying that mistama becheskes Yisroheim.
What's the language mistama?
I don't know. Oyedam HaKohen Kari Baitem Mechavero. And therefore, the Yisrael wins. Okay, now let me keep on reading.
As far as that language of mistama indicates that there is a tzad that he talk is muksik. That language of mistama implies that there is a muksik.
There is a possibility there was a hodah.
But the hodah shouldn't be.
The hodah will transfer the muksik. But there's a stama that we work with. So the stama determines who's considered the muksik. Now, if we knew for sure it belonged to the Kohen, especially the Kohen's holding it, then the Kohen would be considered. Rav Hamnuna holds that the Kohen's considered the muksik because he's holding it. And there's when the Kohen grabs it, Stam Tfisa Akashona Safek, he's not considered Muksik. But when he's holding it together with a Shtika Kodah, so Rav Hamnuna holds that he's considered the Muksik. Rabba is saying that Mistama Becheskes Yisroheim, and therefore he's not considered the Muksik. Okay. The time of the Kiddush Avoda, Rabbi Shum Yed Kohen Shum Kobehem, in other words, you, Rav Hamnuna, are learning. Here's the important line. La Mishum means this is what Rav Hamnuna held. So La Mishum Yehna Kohen Shem Koyach. Rav Hamnuna, you held that the Isser Gizav Avayda is because the Kohen has a Koyapahem. The Tiv Sheminayna Ditak Fo Emo Tzimo Samayado Hegdisho Habe Hegdish. In other words, that it's contingent because which also means that the Kohen has some kayach. Therefore, because since he has a kayach, that's why it's in Issa Gita Avayda. And a Hocha Mishum is the Savay Gita Avayda Kishabom Yadav Shaini. Shem Bukhor Hume Olav Kaddish. Vigil Suke Bahochi. Avo Gabi Misusa, thank you, Shabbat, and I pitch so that. Amen. The call that feed him, Tim Sin Omar, talk to him, see him. Hagdish, you'll talk about it. Hagdish. Then you're going to hug the Dosh and the shoe. So, okay. So Rashi's mashma that Rav Amnuna's svar is that the Kohen has some kind of kayak. Since the Kohen has some kind of kayak, there is no chisarin of ein yochol ha'agdish darash einu b'reshuso. In other words, the shayla is, where Rashi's mashma, the shayla is there a chisarin that you can't be makdish darash einu b'reshuso or not? Rabba says that by mesusa, there's a problem that you can't be makdish darash einu b'reshuso. Rav Amnuna is proving that that problem doesn't exist. Why doesn't that problem exist? Because by the case of Shazak Vargak Sovach, it's considered in the Rishus of the Kayin. It means the Kayin has a Shum Kayapahem. Right? But what it sounds like from Rashi is that we're proving that the Kayin has some kind of the machlekes between Rabba and Rav Hamnuna is. Does the Kayin have some kind of muksik in it?
Well, not just that. The Ramnuna is saying that by two things. If we say that there's no Gizav Avoda, and if we say that Takfu Kayin ain motzi enoso miyado, then if you have those two steps with the Imtim Tzalomer, the Gizav Avoda plus Imtim Tzalomer Takfu ain motzi enoso miyado, then you could say Hikdish Mekudeshos.
Right, now there's he's saying.
Only if there's both, but if it was just Giza Bavoda, he wouldn't say that.
No, I'm sorry, I don't agree. I don't think I agree with you. Rav Amnuna is saying the only way you got Giza Bavoda is because Takfo Emo Simo Sambiadam, which means what it sounds like, Rav Amnuna is saying like this. Takfo Emo Simo Sambiadam is some kind of indication that as he played the Rashi says that the Becheskas Yisroheim, the Becheskas Kohen, there's a machlokes whether Tokfo Motzim or Somiyado or Emotzim is on to does it, who's considered the Muksik. Now, if there's no Sabek Hoda, so then the Yisrael wins because there's no new Shaida. But if there's a Savei Golda, the Shaila is who's considered the Muksik. So Rav Amnuna says that the Kohen wins because he's considered the Muksik. Rabba says, no, the Yisrael is Muksik. The reason why it's Aser B'Gizav Avoida is because the Kayach has a Kayach Bam. What's a Kayach Bam? Then he's considered a Muksik. It's the same word. Rav Amnuna holds that the Kohen is considered a muksik. Kohen is considered a muksik, gives him a kayach. The give him a kayach does two things. It goes ahead and asers gizav avayda, and giving him a kayach goes ahead and makes that when there's a sabek aldo, he gets to keep it. But they're both totally on the fact that he has some kind of kayach or muksik. Because apparently this Oda is only a Suffolk Oda.
But why is he only a Muxik if he was able to grab it In Motzino Samiyado, in a case where Shtika, we considered Shtika Kodah. Why isn't he
mentioning about that? Because and otherwise it's a Tfisa Achashanayda and Asafek. And Tfisa's Achashanayda and Asafek don't work to be ready Paskin that Shaida.
Well, we're saying that the coin has a strength in it, even then. Even while the Yisrael is holding it.
But that Kayak doesn't do anything. In other words, the Gabi, if he gets his Kayak only when he he gets his kayak even before he grabs it. I'm sorry, take it back, right? Even if he didn't grab it, he has a kayak to make an Issa Gizav Avayda. So he has a certain, you have to say that he has a quasi weak. As the Issa Gizav Avayda, the Rashi says, according to Rav Hamnuna, the reason why it's Issa Gizav Avayda, that the kayak has some kayak with him. The demonstration of that kayach is the fact that he wins with a muksek when there's a safek hodah. So
let me say that line one more time, that line.
What Rashi seems to say is that Rav Hamnuna holds the reason why it's aser begiza b'avayda is because the kayin has shum kayach behem. The kayach having shum kayach behem, it solves the problem that Davar Sheina Breshuso. If you can't be Makdish Davar Sheina Breshuso, this is not Davar Sheina Breshuso because the Kayach Kohen has Shum Kayach Behem. That's Rashi says at the Farish. And Rav Hamnuna holds that the Kayach has some Kayach Behem. The indication that the Kayach has some Kayach is to be found in the fact that if there is a Tukva Kohen, and in the Shtika Goldah, then the Kohen wins. So that's an indication. Now the
it's Kohen not only a power, wins. It's an indication.
The Kohen only wins because he has some kind of muksik.
Indication.
The reason why he has some kind of muksik is because he had some kind of kayach even before that. That's what it sounds like Rashi's saying.
But Rebbe is saying that it's an indication only and not a power.
Rabbi holds that Mistama Yisrael, Mistama Becheskes Yisrael, hey. That means that the Kayin has no Kayach whatsoever. The Mistama Becheskes Yisrael means that the Kayin has no Kayach. Therefore, the Kayin doesn't get a muksek. The Kayin can't, he has no Kayach. Why is he also getting a Rav Hamnuna is saying, no, I don't agree with Mistama Becheskes Yisrael. The reason why I don't agree with Mistama Becheskes Yisrael is because I hold that the Kayin has some, doesn't mean it has to be a lot. He has some Kayach. That some Kayach makes for Issa Gizav Avayda. And that some Kayach makes that when it shows off Acher Gatzavach, he's considered the Muksik. They're both contingent on the same point.
Rabba technically is really would have to agree to the first to from Nuna. It's only because Kedusha Bamei Le'ah is shiny. It's only because Kedusha Bamei Le'ah is shiny. If you don't have Kedusha Bamei Le'ah is shiny, then you're back to Rabbi Nuna's logic because it says Hamoitz Mechavaraya. Hamoitz Mechavaraya even means on one person, on two people. For some reason, Rabbi Nuna named on the word Hamoitz Mechavaraya means going on both. So how could somebody is born in him? It's a cheska chazaka by him. Whether or not it's paskins on the isra on the mamain, well, it might be called him hamoitz bechavaraya. It like flips it around.
It's a new suffix because it's a suffix shtika galdah. The way we would learn shat without Rashi is because einachinami. You had no koyach al mutzik before, but now there's a new suffix. And so it's a new suffix, and on the new suffix, you're muksik. But Rashi's learning that in order to win the new suffix, you had to have some kind of kayach muksik even before the new suffix. That's a chiddush. That's not the pashas at all. But Rashi seems to be learning the way it sounds like from Rashi. We have to think this over and go back over this again. But it sounds like he's learning that Rav Hamnuna, in other words, Rav Hamnuna is not holding a Kedusha Bamei Le'ah Shaini. Rav Hamnuna is holding that if there will be a problem of Eino Breshuso, Eino Brishuso, just like it stops Dusha when you make, Eino Brishuso stops Dusha Bomiana. The reason why it's also Regida Voida is because this is not considered Eino Brishuso. The reason why it's not considered Eino Brishuso is because it's the Kayin has the Yesh Kayin Shum Kayak Man, the Kayin has some Kayak. That Kayak removed the problem of Eino Brishuso. And the demonstration, the indication, or the cause, I'm not sure it's a simon or a siba, but I would assume it's a simon, but I'm not sure. But the indication that he has Shum Kayach is that he's considered the Muksik at least after the Tvisa Vachakach Shasak. Well, Rav Hamnu, with Rabba, who doesn't assume the Kayach has any Kayach, therefore it doesn't make him a Muksik even after Shasak Vachak Sava, because they're arguing whether the Kayach has a Shum Kayach or not.
So I say, why does he need the Kedusha Abba Melech Shiny? Let's say without the Kedusha Abba Melech Shiny, why doesn't Rabba just argue with him on right then? Why isn't that machlokes without Kedusha Abba Melech Shiny? Either I hold Rav Hamnuna, I don't hold Rav Hamnuna. Why do I need the Kedusha Abba Melech Shiny?
Rav Hamnuna brought a very good right. Rav Hamnuna, if you don't hold the Kedusha Abba Melech Shiny, so then by Bechor, there also should be a problem of Eino Brishuso. So how did you get the Kedusha? How did the Kedusha Bechor Chal? I is Eino Brishuso. So the rabbi's answer is because Kedusha Bom Yada Shiny, so we don't need Brishuso to make the Hegdash. But Rav Hamnuna seemingly held that even Kedusha Bom Yada is governed by the psul of Eino Brishuso. And therefore, that I think that piece of Plain Yeshua said, I don't know if that's Mokrach and Rashi so much. That's what it sounds like a little bit, but especially once the Plain Yeshua said that, I would borrow that. And Rav Hamnuna held that the Eino Brishuso is a psul in Kedusha Bo Mi'alao too. Therefore, he's saying that the reason why you get the Kedusha is because the Kayin Hashem Kayach. The Shekayin Hashem Kayak is what generates the Isser Giza. And Shamir was saying in the beginning of Shir that it's because the Isser comes from the moment. Okay, I don't know if you need that or just stamp, because otherwise it would be
any. So how many machlekas do they have? I apologize. How many machlekas is going on here? Is just one about Kedusha Bamilea, or do we have other machlekas intrinsically going on? That's what I'm confused.
We have a few machlekas.
Why? Just arguing Kedusha Bamilea, and then everything else is off from that.
Since Rav Hamnuna did not hold that Kedusha Bamilea is different, therefore he had a raya from here that the Kohen has some kind of kayach in it. Because otherwise, there's a problem of how do you get the Kedusha?
Rabba holds the same thing.
No. Okay, that's right. Now, the Rav Hamnuna doesn't hold the Kedusha Bom Yalah Shine. There, Rav Hamnuna has a problem. How do you get the Kedusha? His only answer of how you get the Kedusha is because Becheskas Yisrael is because they had a Kayach Shum Kayach. Rabba, since the rabbi has Kedusha Bom Yalah, he has no need to say the Yesh HaKohen Shum Kayach Behem.
That's one machlekes.
Well, that's two machlekes. There's one machlekes of Kedusha Bom Yalah Shiny.
Based on that, you have to come up with something.
Whether this here, do you have to say that there's a kind of the Shum Kayach Behem? Okay, what we want to clarify is what does this mean that the Kohen has Kayach Behem? The Maisa, the Kohen, without a Shasavach HaKsavach, even Rav Hamnuna agrees that the Kohen loses. So the Kohen doesn't, you can't say the Kohen's Mamish Muksik according to Rav Hamnuna, because then he would win even if it's not a Shasavach HaKsavach. According to Rav Hamnuna, the Kohen only wins when it's Shasavach HaKsavach. So what is this Kayach that the Kohen has? Is he muksik or is he in what kind of, what is this, a quasi muksik? I don't know what this is. Now, there's if they learn, not like Rashi, that Rav Hamnuna held that when the Kohen grabs, the Kohen wins all the time. So then it's very nice. You see, the Kohen has some kayach because he wins with his muksik. But if you say that basically the Kohen loses with his muksik, because basically the Yisraels are moksing not the Kohen. It's only when a Shadach Nachar got some of the Kohen wins. So how can you say that the Kohen has Shum Kayach? What kind of Kayach does a Kohen have? He's Fakir, he's not the Muksik. He doesn't have a Kayach.
Well, Mike, it's a soft fake.
What?
It's a soft fake. We said last week that maybe of course he can't change the chazaka of the person where it's born by, not Kishmaelah, but we said that it can't change the fact that Yisrael was holding on to it first. And the Lamaise is a safek, so then we say he has Shum Kayach during the safek. But Avad, that he's done is by Tzavach, the whole time he's Tzavach, and the other person grabs it, of course they're going to take it out of his hand. That wasn't even on the floor as a Shiloh. We don't take it out of people's
hands.
That's
not what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying, because he wins by Shazavach Aksavach, that shows that he has the Kayach, which is why he wins even without Shazavach.
That's why he has a coin.
It's similar as Siva. I don't know. But that's
the Simon.
I don't know, but I don't know what the Simon is.
In the Mahalach of Siva, the part is the Bart Lachora is that the Kohen's having a right, the Kohen's not closed out of having a right in the object. Now, I know if the Israel would be Shasak Bachakach Tzavach, again, which putting aside the fact that that's Odah, okay, putting that aside. If the Israel would be Shasak Bachakach Tzavach, the Kohen would actually be entitled to it. So then the Kohen cannot be considered a closed out from having any right to the object. It's not resolved. It's not resolved. The Kohen has no shaykhis to the object. If we're going to say the Kohen's entitled to the event that he's made the muhsuk by a shtik of a shavak, then there is a tzad, then he has a tzad in the object that it's his.
Okay, I hear. In others, so I'm not sure he's saying it's a similar as Sibo, but I'm trying to say
is that if he didn't have that, it would be a Sibo. The fact that he's closed out of his right to the object manifesting itself, that would be a siva for it not to be his. But the fact that his right in the object can manifest itself in the event that it's shasak bakakak savak, therefore his right, therefore he still has a right that
Okay, we have to get this a little clearer, if you don't mind. So let's think about this a little bit. I know that there's a piece in the Hedega Biur V'Yunim which tries to explain it. So maybe I'll look at that. I don't know if you people want to look at it. You can try.
Where did we get one of those?
You don't own one. I don't know. I think you can't be in this shit. You don't own one.
they didn't let me download anything, but when I came to the shit, they said, wait, when you're here long enough, then we'll get you something, you know.
Okay, anyway, I'm only joking. Okay, let me look at it. If I like what he said, maybe I'll send it to you.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Are we over?
Yes.
Okay. When I read Rashi, it says Shma Mina. The Imtim Tzolomer Takfu Ein Motzino Sam Yado Hikdisha Mekudeshes. Our case of Takfu Kohen has nothing to do with being Makdish anything. It's going back to the previous discussion. So we're saying just Chamor.
I don't know. The Kedisha Mekudeshes is seemingly in Rashi. It's connected to Giza Vavaida.
I think it's
otherwise. But he's going on Giza Vavaida. So
right, he's saying like this.
Rashi is equating Giza Vavaida, Giza Vavaida, and Hekdisha Mekudeshes.
To the previous case. So he's saying, the way I'm reading it, that the Koyach of Hegdish is so strong that I can answer Giza Vavaida. Therefore, if we say in the previous question, the previous page, Takfu Ein Motzino Sam Yodo, Hekdisha Mekudeshes, because that means that, forget about the Kohen, forget about our case. The fact that by the Kohen's case, Giza Vavoda, you can't do. Therefore, by a regular case of two people holding two things and one person pulls it, and you say, Ein Mitzino Som Yodo, when there's Shazak V'Achakach Seveach is considered Shtika Koda, then Hekdisha Mekudesh is. Because Hekdish is so strong, so we carry it to a case of...
But it's only because over here also by Giza Vavoda, Takfo Amos Simo Sombiyada, because that's what Rashi said in the previous Rashi, and that's what Rashi says in the next Rashi, that Rabba was disagreeing with Rav Hamnuna and saying you're saying that this din of Gita Vavoida is only because Tukfo Emo Timo Somiyado over here, not over there, over here, because that's how he read Mamotu Mechaveh Varaya. And Rabba saying, you're wrong. That's not the reading of Mamotu Mechaveh Varaya.
So, okay, Rabba, so that's a very difficult step because we're trying to prove from the case of the Kohen where it has to be both Asa Begiza Avoda and Nimtim Salama Tukfo and Matsina Somiyado to prove to the case on the last page where it's not Hekdish to begin with. And say Hekdisha Mekudeshes, that's a very tough step.
Okay, because Rabba did not, apparently because Rabba Nuna did not hold that there's a difference of Kedusha Bo Mi'alel. So he equates the Kedusha of Giza Va'avoida to the Kedusha of when you're Makdish it. That seems to be what's happening here. And therefore, they're both contingent on whether Tukfo, Amos, Yemos, or Mi'ado, when you have a Shosak Va'agatsova.
Why do I need the fact of Gizav Avoda? I could just prove from here. Forget about the Gizav Avoda. The fact that by the Tukfo Kohen, Ein Motzi Misal Miyado,